From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. The Islamist extremist group calling itself the Islamic State has released another video showing the beheading of a hostage. In the video, a man identified as British citizen Alan Henning kneels in front of a knife-wielding black-clad man who later introduces another hostage, identifies as an American. Ken Pollock is a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution. He says while the videos are aimed at scaring the U.S., they'd be having the opposite effect.
In many ways, I think that this is reinforcing to most Americans the horrific nature of this group and why it is so important that the U.S. be dealing with the situations in Iraq and Syria to crush this group and eliminate the prospect of new groups like it taking their place.
In a statement, President Obama condemned what he called the brutal murder of Henning. British Prime Minister David Cameron said the slaying shows, quote, how barbaric and repulsive these terrorists are. Texas health officials have narrowed to 50 the number of people they're following who may have been in contact with a Dallas Ebola patient. Bill Zeeble with member station KERA in Dallas reports that's half the number they were initially watching.
Dr. David Lakey, Commissioner of State Health Services, says the idea is to cast a wide net when trying to find those who might have come in contact with Thomas Eric Duncan. Thursday, the number was 100. Lakey says most of the 50 being monitored are at low risk.
There are about 10 individuals that are at higher risk, and so we continue to watch those individuals very carefully.
Among the 10 are family members isolated in the apartment Duncan was visiting before going to the hospital. Those individuals get their temperatures taken twice a day to see if fevers set in. So far, none of them have any symptoms. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.
The White House is pointing to a new employment report as further evidence the U.S. economy is on the mend. NPR's Scott Horsley reports U.S. employers added 248,000 jobs last month, while unemployment fell to its lowest level in 6 years.
The solid gains in September helped to erase a lackluster jobs report from the previous month. It turns out hiring in August was also stronger than initially reported. White House economist Jason Furman notes unemployment now stands at just 5.9%, its lowest reading since July of 2008.
If you'd asked me a year ago, 2 years ago, I didn't think I'd see an unemployment rate with a 5 in front of it during the Obama administration. Forecasters didn't see the unemployment rate getting this low until 2017.
While some of the drop in the jobless rate stems from workers leaving the labor force, Furman notes broader measures of unemployment that include these discouraged workers are also down. Scott Horsley, NPR News, the White House.
The service sector was growing last month. The Institute for Supply Management and Key Purchasing Managers Group says its service sector index, while down slightly from August, was still firmly in the expansion zone. All the positive economic news played well on Wall Street. The Dow was up 208 points to 17,009. The Nasdaq rose 45 points. This is NPR. A warning from Syria to its neighbor Turkey. Any move by Turkey to deploy troops inside its borders will be seen as an act of aggression. Turkey also called on the international community to place limits on actions on the part of Turkish troops. The statement from Syria's foreign minister came after Turkey's parliament this week gave the government new powers to launch military incursions into either neighboring Syria or Iraq. Large swaths of territory in the two countries have been taken by the Islamist militant group calling itself the Islamic State. 76 million households whose records were hacked from J.P. Morgan's systems could find themselves targets of phishing attacks. That's according to security experts. Where NPR's Yuki Noguchi reports the U.S.'s biggest bank says it will not provide free credit monitoring.
The email, name, and address data hacked from the bank's systems in August contained no financial information, according to the bank. But that information could be used to target customers through phishing, that is, fraudulent emails pretending to be from J.P. Morgan that are designed to fool customers into handing over account information. In a regulatory filing, J.P. Morgan said customers would not be held liable if they promptly report unauthorized transactions. The FBI is investigating the hack, and the bank says it is cooperating with the probe. Yuki Noguchi, NPR News, Washington.
Another recall at General Motors, the 71st so far this year. GM announcing today it's recalling 430,000 of its Cadillac Model SRX SUVs, as well as Saab 9-4X SUVs, which share similar components. GM says some rear suspension bolts on the models 2011 through 2014 and 2011 through 2012 Saab models could come loose because they weren't tightened properly. The automaker says that could cause a part to separate from the vehicles. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.